Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1. With Opel and the all-new Opel Astra. German engineering at its core. It's our most efficient Astra yet.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
If you're looking for the perfect gift for that someone special, what about an item from the home of dancer Michael Flatley? This morning at 10 o'clock, 41 minutes ago, some of the contents of Castlehyde House in Cork went on sale. So if you're in the market for a bargain, you could pick up a full suit of armour for €1,500 or a Ferrari protective car cover for around €300. Or if you really want to push the boat out, what about an illuminated Hannibal Lecter mask signed by both Sir Anthony Hopkins and Julianne Moore, and it's estimated to go for between €80,000 and €120,000. Well, I'm joined by Philip Shepherd from Shepherd's Irish Auction House, who is organising the sale. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning to you, Claire.
And this is a very eclectic sale. I was having a look through the online catalogue. Is there much interest from people around the world?
Phenomenal interest, and the interest is coming literally from all over the world. Michael Flatley, as you know, is a global brand, and that certainly reflected in the interest that's been generated in the sale. So we're up and running since about 10 o'clock this morning, and already everything is selling, mostly selling the high end of the estimate, some of them beyond them, and there's the odd bargain along the way as well. I've just watched a bamboo umbrella being sold for €25. So there's
lots there for everybody. I saw that. That was guiding a bit higher, wasn't it?
That was guided at €50 to €80, but that's the nature of auctions.
Yes.
And there was a chess set guided at €150 to €250. It made €500. It's gone to somebody in Switzerland.
Okay. Well, that's probably because of the Queen's Gambit. Chess is very, very on trend at the moment. And tell me about this Hannibal Lecter mask. That's an extraordinary item.
It's an extraordinary piece. It's the actual mask that was used on set by Sir Anthony Hopkins. And it's framed in a box frame. It's got a poster. It's signed by Sir Anthony Hopkins and his co-star. And it's recessed into this space, and it's got an LED illuminated LED strip in it that brights it up red and even makes it much more gruesome than it actually is, if that's possible.
Okay. I mentioned the Ferrari cover, Philip, but there's no Ferrari to go with it. Why is that?
Well, there was a Ferrari, but the Ferrari is gone. And when they were actually selling the Ferrari last year, they couldn't locate the cover, and we did. So now we're selling it. Anybody that's got a Ferrari, this is your big moment.
Yeah, the problem with a lot of the pieces, I'm talking about the artwork in particular, they're absolutely huge. I mean, they're not paintings that most people could be putting up in their own homes, are they?
Yeah, no, a lot of them sort of are suitable only for a middle-sized, large country house kind of setting. I mean, there's one painting there, it's 6 feet by 10 feet. I mean, that's the entire wall of a regular living room, more or less, when you consider the height of an average ceiling is 8 foot, 8 foot 6. So, yeah, no, these are specific pieces for big sort of palatial settings, you know, but there are lots of them in Ireland, there's lots of them worldwide, and hopefully we'll get them sold, so we're confident.
Philip, this is about the sale of the house contents. The house itself was on the market, wasn't it? And it was withdrawn from sale, so it's being cleared out anyway, we know that much.
Well, what's actually happened is the house had been on the market for a number of years. In the end, there was a hotel consortium, an international consortium, had agreed to buy it, but at the last minute, Michael Flatley decided against selling it. I mean, he's emotionally, I don't think he'd mind me saying this, invested in the property. They got married down in Fermoy. They had a wedding reception there, himself and Niamh. Their son, Michael St. James, born in Cork. And I think, you know, he's told me he's at his happiest when he's there. So when push came to shove, he decided, no, he would keep it. And as part of a new chapter in the life of Castlehyde, there's a whole new decorative scheme has been devised for the property. And what we're doing is actually selling off the residue, that pieces that are not required for this scheme going forward.
Oh,
so that's exactly where we're at.
Because, yeah. I mean, I was looking at it today and I was thinking, this is a life's work, you know, all of these collections. And I'm sure some of them are quite special. But reading between the lines there, you're saying that the ones that are really personal to the family, they're probably keeping hold of them.
Yeah, I think every sort of family goes through sort of phases where you sort of redo the house and you reconfigure things. Your lifestyle changes as you go through life and you get older. Kids come, kids go, grandkids are coming back, all these sort of things happen that influence how you interpret your house and how you sort of furnish it. And I think that's what's happening there. So there's a new chapter going forward. It's getting a whole new shot in the arm. It's 20 years ago since he did it up. He spent a reputed $37 million on the property at the time. So,
so this is a clear out auction. And would you say, casting your professional eye over the pieces that we see in the catalogue, that this is a sale for art collectors, or is it for people who are more interested in celebrity memorabilia?
I think perhaps the latter. I think the pieces that are on sale are reflective of a lot of properties at an international level. The decoration is akin to something you might see in South Beach in Florida, and is reflective of people who have an international lifestyle, who sort of spend their time going from a 5-star hotel in Hong Kong to maybe the Mandarin Oriental in Atlanta, Georgia, and back somewhere else. So it's a bit different, but it's very, very high-end, really good quality pieces. Not usual, a lot of them not something that we would come across every day here. But then again, not everybody is a global superstar. Not everybody has an international lifestyle.
And a lot of the pieces are replica pieces, aren't they?
Yes. I mean, there are those suits of armour that you mentioned. Those are mid-late 20th century pieces, all high-quality facsimile pieces. They're not original medieval armour. You know, those sort of pieces belong, to my mind, in a repository where there's public access to them, like a museum.
Okay.
In that context.
And you know Michael Flatley quite well, given what you said earlier.
Yeah, I know Michael for a good number of years. We sold one of his first paintings when we had a charity auction for Christ Church Cathedral in Dublin. It was his first painting ever to go on public view. I'm a great follower of his. I'm a great believer in his work. And we raised a lot of money for Christ Church Cathedral from the sale of that particular painting. Since then, we've sold other works of his. And he is one of the most expensive live artists in Ireland at the moment.
Philip, we'll let you go. As you've been talking to me now, is the stuff selling away there in the background online?
Everything is selling online. You can go into shepherds.ie. You can hook up with live auctioneers. It's been broadcast live through New York, through London, through Boston, and it's going through Beijing. And you can watch it live literally anywhere in the world and participate in the sale. You can see it all happening. Okay. It's free to get in and do it. So it's at shepherds.ie.
Philip, thank you very much. Philip Shepherd there.
Thank you so much.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.